Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Doug Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Krizal Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to the next edition of Rides. My name is Brad Brown. I've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. Dev, nice to catch up.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
Very good. Dev, we are just a stone's throw away from this year's Telkom 947 Cycle Challenge. And it's a race that I grew to love when I was working for 947 many years ago. But they've made a big switcheroo this year. They're doing the route in reverse.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. I think it's probably a good thing in the sense of trying to keep things fresh and keep people interested in coming back to the race. But it proves to have its own challenges quite a bit differently, yeah.
Div, do you think it's going to make it tougher? Is it going to make it easier?
Brad, I think so. Again, for those that have become quite used to the event and used to what was the current route, what was the normal way that we tend to know, is there was a lot of the climbs, so the sort of three nasty climbs that happened coming through Stain City towards the end of the race and in the last sort of 10Ks will now be at the beginning of the race. So I think first and foremost is to ensure that the riders are going to make sure you've got a decent warm-up before. So that's going to be quite a key thing for this year's event. I think just so that you're ready, your body's prepared to start hitting some pretty tough graft right from the start. So there's going to be three nasty climbs right in the beginning. That's quite a bit of elevation. And then from there, probably till probably a good 46 to 50 Ks of the race is constant sort of rolling up and down drags. I mean, what we became quite used to going down the Douglas Drive, the Witkoppens, Homestead Roads, all those sort of areas, what used to be quite quick is now going up. We're in reverse. It's a constant drag sort of through Hyde Park, coming around the zoo area, and then into Joburg Central as well. So I do think the first half of the race is actually going to pose quite a bit of climbing that might catch a few people out.
Which means pacing is going to be vital. I mean, we often talk about sort of holding back in the first half of a race, and then when you sort of hit the second half, if you're feeling well, that's when you can smash it. It's going to be vital to do that in this one.
Yeah, for sure. And again, sort of the second half, so once you've sort of passed that 50K mark, the 52K mark, you then start to get out onto the open M1 again. And I think once you're back on the M1, there's room to make up a little bit of time there. So it will flow quite quickly, I believe. And all the way up, once we even get a little bit onto Woodmead Drive. So you'll be able to make up a fair amount of time in the second half of the race. So indeed, pacing is going to be vital, making sure that you make use of the water points and also fueled yourself quite well throughout the race. And it's always going to be key not to go and blow yourself up right early in the race, because there will still be a little bit of rolling hills and some climbing again towards the end and probably the last sort of 10 to 12 kilometers.
I mean, final bit of advice that you could give someone who's possibly doing their first one. I mean, we're talking about the way it's changed, but at the end of the day, it's still close on 100 Ks you need to cycle, and someone might be doing their first one, don't know what the old one was like. What advice would you give them?
Well, I think firstly, the main sort of key piece of advice from my side would be the training should be done. Well, hopefully the guys have done the fair amount of training and not dusting their bikes now off only. but if the training has been done, then between now and it's 2 weeks, it's actually a week and a half away from race day. So you should now be in a taper. There's no point in trying to cram 100K rides in coming this weekend, because now you're not going to make your race by training more, but you could potentially break your race by pushing yourself too hard, potentially injuring yourself, what have you. So trust the training that you have done, and now it's just a case of keeping the legs fresh, taper well, make sure we're getting a lot of rest and recovery in as well in the next week and a half, and then key is going to be watch your diet and your nutrition as well.
And nothing new on race day. You're going to have all the exhibitors at the expo sort of trying to tempt you with their wares. Don't get sucked into it.
Yeah, that's it. And that's exactly. So, yeah, like you said, don't try anything new. Anything that you might get at the expo, chuck it in a bag and attempt to use it over your December holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dev, it's always a great day out. It's one of my favorite days in Joburg where they shut the city down for bicycles. I wish it would happen more often. I think the motorists would have a cadenza. Yeah. But, yeah, it's an amazing day out as a cyclist to get to ride on roads that you wouldn't ordinarily get to ride. I mean, riding down the M1 is something truly special. And, yeah, to everyone who is riding, best of luck. I hope you have a great race. And we look forward to hearing how the progress goes. Don't forget as well, if you are looking for some help on your cycling journey, if you're looking for structured training programs and some coaching, make sure you check out this URL, okay? It is coachparry.com/cycling. We have got an unbelievable training platform with cycling programs right through from beginner, right through to advanced road and mountain biking. You can check them all out now. You are going to absolutely love it. There's a very active forum. You can access everything through our mobile app, both on Android and iOS. So definitely check it out. That's coachparry.com/cycling. Dev, as always, great to catch up, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks, Brad, and good luck to the riders.